was lost from him, and he just feels he'll be able to find the ganef. So if it's not called a good, it's not called a good choshet. If so, hakoifet pepikodin. Why do we say before that if I ask you back for the pekodim, I gave you a shor to watch, I ask it back from you, and if you're koifer, that we say you're posli edus, so am I posli edus, then why don't we say ishtimutu kamishtamut, the same thing over there also. That you're koifer means that really you have it, or you took it. The reason why you're saying you never took it is because it was lost, and you just want to push it off for time, maybe you find it. Sava, you feel, ada b'chashnoi, until I look for it, or mishkastan, I'll find it. So if so, why is it possibly Adis? So Mar says it's true that key, I mean, when do I say this kalal of our koifer bipikodim possibly Adis? When do I say that somebody is koifer bipikodim? He's possibly still like we consider him like a gazlin. He's possibly Adis. Kugoyin diyosu sadi viyasidu beidi hishosa isli pikodim vibesei. We're talking about that at that time when he was a koifer, when he said he didn't receive the pikodim, Adim tell us that they saw that he had the pikodim in his house. Reuven says, Shimon, listen, I gave you my shor to watch, give it back. Shimon says, I never took the shor. And later we came out, there were two Adim that at that time, Shimon had the shor in his house. So in such a thing, you can't say he's pushing off the time, because we know he had it. So that's called the real gazlin, therefore he's possibly Adis. The Hu Yada and the Shomer and the Shimon knew about it. So that's the case of his possibly Adis. Inami Rels Devi Nokad Lebi Yodei. Not the Adim Mustam saying it was in his house, but the Adim is saying, we know he had it in his hand. Like you said, I gave you $10, I gave you my watch, and he said I never took it. And later Adam come and tell us, we know that he had the watch in his hand the whole time. So in such a case, that's called Kaifa Pipikodan, that's possibly Adis. But maybe, we have no proof. So again, from here we have no proof to say that you do not say, maybe we do say it. So more, I'll bring you proof from here. Elho diyom Ravuna. In a case where a shoy mechinim, let's say, it was taken nignavo from him. In a locher, the shoy mechinim is potter if he tain is nignavo. But the shoy mechinim says, instead of I swearing to free myself, I'll pay you. That's a locher shilain. So he has a right to pay up now. And later when we find the ganif, so the kefil goes to the shoy mechinim. That's a lacha laid in the Mishnah of in a mafkid. Rav Huna says over there that mashbi noisei shvur shena b'shusay. That even though the shomer wants to pay the money, but still we make him swear to us that he does not have the shor in his b'shus. So the question is why? How do we let him swear that? Like name, why don't we say migu dechash amamayna chash rashvur asay? Like if we're afraid that he really has the shor in his b'shus, so then he's stealing it. So if so, how do we let the shomer swear that he does not have the shor in his own property? Like if we're afraid he has it, then he's a regular gazlin. So if a gazlin, we should be afraid or swear false. So this is a proof that no, even though we're afraid that maybe he's stealing it, but we're not afraid or swear false. So Mar says no, there is no proof again. Hosam Nami over there is different. I'll tell you because Moira, the person will teach himself a heter, the Yomran will say, Domi koyehivnale. What's the case over there? The Shoy Mechinim is telling the Yonah, listen, I'm telling you it was stolen from me, but even so I'll pay you. So Lamaisa, the Shoyman now is paying for the shore, even though we're afraid that maybe he himself is keeping it, but it's not called so much a lavalei sigzol, because the person will be more heter to himself and say, listen, true, I'm keeping his shore, but I'm paying it for him. But since I'm paying him for it, I think I'm not doing such an issa. So therefore, in such a case, we make the person swear because we're not afraid he'll swear false, because we don't see him doing such an issa. That's called the Amora V'yomar Demi Koyehivna, I'm paying for it, so therefore he doesn't care so much. Omalei Rav Acha Medifta Barach Medifta said back Ravina to Ravina. But still, V'okover Allah D'Loi Sachmoid. But he's always still Allah D'Loi Sachmoid. Like you're not allowed to take away something from somebody else, even if you pay for it. So Rav Allah D'Loi Sachmoid also makes you reflect for a gazlin. Should also be possibly Yedis. It should also be Choshed HaShvuasa. So what's your answer that people are paying money for it now, but they're still Allah D'Loi Sachmoid? So my answer is true, there is the love, but the people is not that bad. Because I'll tell you, loy sachmoy le inshi, the loy demay, mashmalahu. To people it's only mashmal, this level, loy sachmoy, it's only mashmal if I don't pay money. But to people, when I pay money, they think they're not over the love. Even though, lemaisa, they are over the love, but a person would be more hetet to himself and think, listen, I'm paying money for the shor, it's not so bad what I'm doing. So therefore, it's a svar to say we have to make him swear, because he won't swear false. But our koponim, there's no proof that you do not say migu the chasher amayin the chasher tashvosei. Tomorrow says, V'yela, bring another proof though. Eloho, the Yomer Rav Nachman. Not Rav Nachman always says, that the locher is mashpino yisei shvuas heses, in the case of a kaifa bakil, where I say you owe me $100, and you say nothing to I don't owe you a penny. So midi raisi a potter from a shvua. But midi rabbon Rav Nachman says, we make him swear that he does not owe anything. Why? Neymar, why don't we say, migu de chasher amayinu, chasher hashvuasai? Why don't we say Migu, since we're afraid that he's lying, so how do we let him swear? This is one proof. Vesu, secondly, Ha de Toni Rabbi Chiya. That's what Rabbi Chiya learned and said, Shneihem Nishboim V'Noitlim. This is the case we had before. V'chen V'niyapim Kosoi. Again, where the owner told the storekeeper, give $10 worth of food to my workers, because I owe them $10. And what happened later was, the storekeeper comes to the Baal HaBos and says, I gave them $10 worth of stuff. And the workmen come to the Baal HaBos and say, we did not receive anything. So halacha is that shneiyim nishpoyim v'noitlim. Both the owner, both the storekeeper, and both the workers come to the Baal HaBos to swear to him that we did not receive the $10 or pay us the $10. And v'noitlim v'baal habayis. They both collect from the Baal HaBos. The question over there is, name of one we say, migu v'chash ha'mamayna, chash ha'shavuasai. Like, how did we let the storekeeper swear? The storekeeper says that he gave the $10 worth of merchandise. We're choshed that maybe he did not give it. So if he did not give it and he said he gave it, he's a liar, like Michael Gazela. So if you're choshed, I'm a minor, why do you let him swear? So this is a proof that no, even though we're choshed that maybe Taki is doing something not right as far as mammon goes, but still we'll let him swear because a shrua is more chama to a person. A person's afraid to swear false. Therefore we'll let him swear. Yeah? This is a proof that we do not say the svara. The suma, thirdly, that's what Rav Sheshit says. We make a shomer swear three shuas. Three different types of shuas we make a shomer swear. So Rashi says, l'shomer chinam shetoy nignivo. A regular shomer chinam that wants to free himself. But the time of Nigdavah, he says it was stolen from him, but he's potter, so he has to swear.
Yes, so what are these three shuas? The Gemara says he has to swear. Sheshi says, Shalosh shuas must be an oisai. Shavua shloi peshati bo. Have to make a shua that the shmur I was not a peshe, it wasn't my negligence why it happened, because then he would have been chayiv. Shavua shloi shlachti bo yat. I also have to make a shua that first I did not take it and use it for myself. Because if he was a shleich voyad, like Rashi says, he would be a gazlan olay. And then he has a kinyan gzeli, he's chayiv even an oinsin. Even if an oinus happened, that he would be chayiv. And then the third shua he has to swear is, shua sheni b'rishusi. He has to swear that he does not have it in his own rishus. So the question is, how are we letting him swear? Name, why don't we say, migu de chosh amamayna, chosh rashvu asai. Why don't we say, migu, if we're afraid that maybe he has it in his own rishus, like he's stealing it right now, so if he's holding it back, he's not afraid to deny money, he won't be afraid to swear false either. Ella, rather, from these three truths of Yechanan says, Ella lo yarminu, we do not say, Migu de chosh amamayna chosh rashvosai. We do not say the svara, like we said before, because the person is much more chomer, so much more stricter, the punishment is much greater for swearing false than for denying money. So therefore, even though a person won't be afraid to deny money, but when it comes to swear, he'll be afraid to swear false. So therefore, we make him swear. Abaye says a new reason. Abaye says a new reason why in our Mishnah we make the two people swear. So why? Because Chashinon Shelma Milve Yeshono Yesh Loi Olof. Rashi says Abaye Rama Taima Demasnisin Lav Kreb Yechanan. With Rabbi Abaye Agaz and Rabbi Yechanan. The reason the Mishnah why they swear is not like Rabbi Yechanan says. Why? Di Heve Chashinon Aholich Vatekat Elisha Shechadei Roichinam Heve Lon Chashna Shvuasai. Abaye holds, we do say, Migu de Chosher HaMamayinu, Chosher HaShavuasai. So if we were afraid that somebody would just go and grab away somebody else's talis, we should be afraid to swear false also. Therefore, that's not the chash. We're not afraid stam a person would have the chutzpah to go grab away from somebody else. Ela Rashi says rather, Chashinim, we're afraid, Shema Milve Yishoni Yesh Lo Yolov, maybe the person owes you money from before. Al Zeo Makeh Bosh HaShachoy, and you realize that he forgot about it. And he's not going to admit, he'll deny that money. Therefore, right now you go and grab away your talis, because really he owes it to you. And you'll swear about it, because he owes you that much. So that's what we're afraid about.
And really, you have no right to do that. Like, you have no right to take it away right now. If you hold, he owes you money, you have to go to a din Torah about it. But I call upon him, that's what we're afraid about. That's why he's not called Choshra Mamayna. So therefore, when it comes to swear, he won't swear false. But in the case if we're afraid just to go and grab away somebody else's thing that doesn't belong to you, then if you're Choshra Mamayna, Abai holds, we would not let you swear. So we'll soon see what Abai does with the three riyas we brought before. So I call upon, that's what Abai is saying now. Yeah, the Hashin and Shem and Milvi Yishani Yesh Lo Yolov. So Gemara Sihochi is so Nishka Blei Shvua. If that's the swear that a person for sure does not take it unless he has a good reason, so he should take it without even swearing. So Gemara says like no. So now Zagrashi says like if we name on the person without a right will not grab it. So when the person grabs it, that alone should be a proof it's really his. So he should even take it without a shvua. So Gemara says no, it's not so strong. Ella Chashin and we're afraid Shema Sofik Milva Yishana Yesh Lo Yolov. Just maybe he has a milva yishan upon him. Like even for a doubtful milva, he would also go and grab it. And therefore, in v'layim meaning we do not say, tafas amayna misveiko mishtaba nami misofik. We do not say, just like a person went and grabbed it away, doubtfully, the same way he'll go and swear doubtfully also no. To grab it away doubtfully, he feels, look, I'm not doing such a bad thing. I'm taking back something that maybe belongs to me. So there is Mariheta. When it comes to swear, this much a person will not swear false, even minasofik. So that's why we make him swear. And the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because mom nisib chazara. Like mom to grab it away, even though it's only doubtfully, he feels he's not doing something so wrong. Because if I come out later that I'm wrong, I'll give it back again. But shvua leisib chazara. But if you swear false, that's it. You can't take it back again. So therefore, a person will not swear false minasofik. Therefore, besofik, we make him swear. Even though minasofik will take money. Then we will not let him swear. So Tosfos speaks out, what does Abaye do with the three eyes we had before? So Tosfos speaks out, on Safed Milvi Yishon Yeshlov, Vida Mashpina Segimu Shruas, Udishneim Mishboim Benoitli Nami, Chashim Misham Milvi Yishon Yeshlov Oleho. In those cases also, we're afraid that maybe he owed him money from before. And therefore, we don't free him without a Shruah. Yeah. But then, in the case where he's really kofar, in the case where he's really gazlin, then we hold Miku Choshen Mamayna is Choshen Ashvuasa. Now the Gemara says, "Boyi Rab Zeir." Rab Zeir raised a question like this: "Talk for Echad b'Fanenu Maho." Let's say one person grabs away the talis from his other friend b'Chazok in front of us. What's the halacha Maho? So Rashi says, "Hoytzi miyad chaveru b'Chazoko." Before they swore, now in Bezdin, one person is holding the whole talus. So what's halacha? So what's the case talking about? If one Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon kept quiet, is he's admitting it, that it belongs to Reuven. So of course Reuven should keep it without a shvua. If one Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon started to scream right away, what could have Shimon done? So of course it should still be the same halacha of the Mishnah of Shnai Merchs and Metalis. If we see clearly in front of our nose that Reuven is taking it away from Shimon, and they both came to us first holding on to it, it should still be the same halacha. So what's Yishayla? So Mar says, let's read the cases like this. The Shosak Mikora. When Reuven first grabbed it away from Shimon, Shimon first kept quiet. For all that Tzavach. But then Shimon 5 minutes later woke up and started to scream, he grabbed away Metalis. My, what's the halacha in such a case? Do we say, me the ishtik, since Shimon first kept quiet, or do you either way? That's a proof that really Shimon means to admit it. Or do maybe, kivun the kotzofach, since right now Shimon starts to scream, hashtig loy milsa. Now it shows us that the high, the shosik mikor, you know why he kept quiet at the beginning, Savri thought, hakechazi le rabbonin, because the rabbonin saw the way Shimon grabbed it away from me. So if I didn't have to speak up right away. So that's the question. When Shimon kept quiet first, and then he starts to scream about it later, do we consider as if Shimon admitted that it belongs to Reuven? Or maybe no, it's not called Hoido. Some Rav Nachman Nachman says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. That says, B'med v'ramamurim, the price says like this. When do we say the din of our Mishnah? B'med v'ramamurim, sheshnei madukim bo. When two people are holding on to the talus. That's when we say the din of, Shnei Merchsim Metalus. Aval Hoysa Talus, Yoitzes Metachas, Yodesh Lechod Mehem. But if when it comes to Bezdin now, only one person has only gone to the Talus, is Hamoitzim Mechaveru Olavaraya. So that person keeps it, and the other one that wants to take it away has to bring a proof of Eidim. Agrashi says, Araya means be Eidim. That's a brisa. So Mahechidam, what are we talking about over here? In any, if you want to tell me, Tony, the way it says right now, Pshita, of course it's that way. But if one person is holding on to it, so it belongs to him, the other one can't take it away, what are you telling me? Ella, rather, the case is Lechura, Shetok Vechad Befanenu. Because the case we're talking about in our case, that Avad, the first, Reuven and Shimon came to Bez, and they were both holding on to the talus. And in front of our nose, Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon. And still we see that the Tekifa helps, and Reuven has a right to keep it unless Shimon brings a proof of Edom. And Lechura, it's the same type of a case, that first Shimon was Shosak, and then he was Savach. So you have a proof that the Tekifa helps. Tomorrow says, Loi, no, that's not the case over here. You can't bring a proof. It doesn't say clearly. Loi, Hocha b'mayas kinon. No, we're talking about over here. It's Hocha b'mayas kinon. The osala kamon, kidetfisa lo tavayu. True. They're both holding on to it together. For Armin and Lehu, we tell them, Zilu plugu. Go and divide it up. Vinofku, they go out. For other osin, and then they come back to us. Kitotas lechad minayu. They come back to us that only one is holding on to it. Now, what's the time is now? Hi, Omar. The one that's holding on to it says the other one was a duyodili. He admitted to me that it belongs to me, and that's why he gave it to me. Hi, Omar. The other one that's not holding on to it says no. Bidimei agatin alei. I rented it to you. I'm letting you use it for pay, but you have to pay me for it. But it's not the pshat that I didn't admit to you. I still hold it's mine, just that I'm renting it out to you. So in such a case, this is the case that we don't listen to that person. Why? And we say it belongs to the one that's holding on to it right now. The Amrile, we say to him, listen, Ad hashto chashara tolei begazlun, just before 10 minutes ago you were here in Bethan saying that this person is grabbing away your talus. Like you hold that this Reuven was a gazlin. Like you, Shimon, was saying the whole talus belongs to you. And Reuven was saying the whole talus belongs to him. So each one thought the other one is a gazlin. If so, you, Shimon, vahashto mugeris lei, belei sadi. How could it be if it's true what you just said, Shimon, that not that you gave it up to Reuven, but just that you rented it to Reuven to use, how could you rent it to him? If you hold Reuven to gazlin, you wouldn't rent it to him without Edom. But since you are saying now you rented it to him, that shows that you're the liar. Therefore, the law is we let the talus stay by Reuven. But according, there's no proof to our shiloh of talk for echad b'fanenu. The boy is saying another territory is not telling you to Tony, like we learned. The osla kamon kitofas luchad menayu. It could be no. That's true. They come in front of Bezdin even the first time that only Reuven is holding on to the talus. That's all. The second person, Misrach Bos Ruchi, he's only like hanging on to it. He's not really holding on to it. He's just like Misrach Bos Ruchi is hanging on to it. And to teach us that means nothing. That's the Chiddush over here. And what? That the Afidu L'Sumchis, even according to Sumchis, the Yom that always says, Mom and Hamutik Pesafik Chokin, anytime we have a doubt upon money, who owns the money, we always say Chokin, the Lay Shvuim without a Shvua, but I tell you, Moida Sumcha does agree, the Sir Chalav Klumhi, the now case over here where one person is holding on to the talus, and the second one is only a Sarachon like hanging around it, like just over him a little bit, but not really grabbing hold of it, that's not called a Muxik. So therefore, Sumchis agrees, if one person is a muchzik holding on to the money, and another person comes and complains that money belongs to him, then we would not say chokin. Then Avada Sumchis would agree also to the Rabbanan Svara of Hamaitzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. Sumchis only argues when both there's no muchzakim. But over here, that's the chiddush, that when one person is holding on to the talus, even though the second person is Misra Sruka just hanging around it, that's not called anything, that's called Leiklum, and therefore Sumchis would also agree here to the Klal of Hamaitzim Echeveroi, Olof Haraya. Alright, a turnover. Yeah. Now the Gemara is a shot like this. In Tim Tzalem, if you want to tell me, talk for Echad Befanenu. There's somebody's talk or somebody grabs away from the other person. We take it back. We take it away from him. Again, in the Shiloh before, when Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, first Shimon kept quiet. And then later Shimon started to scream. So if you want to tell me that the Tekifa, when Reuven grabs it, means nothing, we take it out of Reuven's hands. If so, Hakadesha and Amakadeshis. Then it's Pshita that if Reuven, when he's holding on to the talus, if right away he says, I want to make this whole talus hegdish, I want to be makdish the talus, and Shimon doesn't say anything right away, just later he starts to scream about it, how could you make it hegdish, the talus belongs to me? So then it also means nothing. Because even if Reuven grabs it away, Still, we say it means nothing, since later Shimon is Tzavach. So the same swear would be if Reuven just makes it Hekdesh first, and then Shimon starts to be Tzavach later, then of course the Hekdesh will not be Chal. Because as long as it doesn't belong to you, you can't be Makdesh it. But I have a suffix like this. But in Tim Slaim, if you want to tell me the Lacha is, that talk for Echad Bifrenenu, Ein Motzi Maisa Miyadoi, if you tell me the Lacha is that when Reuven grabs away the talus from Shimon, and Shimon keeps quiet right away, so we say it's like a B'yodolei, it's a proof that Shimon really admits that it belongs to Reuven, that Reuven has a right to keep the talus, even if Shimon starts screaming later. If so, now I have a suffix. What's going to be, Hekdesha B'loi Talk for Maho? What's going to be if Reuven is Makdish the talus? He says right away, I want this talus to be Hekdesh. And he didn't grab it away from Shimon. But Shimon kept quiet. Ma, what's the locha? Kivun di Yeramar, since we know the locha is, Amiras l'gvoya, kimisiras l'hedjit ami, and Amira to Hashem, Amira l'gvoya. It's like a misir l'hedjit, it's like giving something over to a hedjit. There is the fact you want to be marked with something. Is enough kinyan. Just like you make a misira by a hedjit. If so, command the talk for dummy. So now that Reuven screams out and says, I want this talus to be Hekdesh, it's like you're giving this talus to Hekdesh, it's like you're grabbing it away from Shimon. So maybe, just like if he really grabbed it away from Shimon, and Shimon kept quiet, he has a right to keep it. So now when Reuven was makdish this talus, and Shimon kept quiet, maybe also the Hekdesh should be Chal. Or maybe no. Maybe so far we don't say. Because